see if we can't get Cordy Mather assigned here permanently. She doesn't get underfoot when he's around. He's supposed to be back in town soon, if he's not here already. That there is my intelligence chief, Croker told me, pointing at one eye and shaking his head. Blind in one eye and can't see out the other. I glanced at the cloth-covered villain. He had begun snoring. A good soldier seizing his rest when it was available. Chapter 34. Hours passed. Croker left, then returned. Now he slapped me on the back. See how easy it is, Mergen? Ever seen such a big trick that was this simple? Nothing to it, I agreed. Like falling off a log. Or like falling into a bottomless pit, maybe, which I have had enough involuntary practice doing. Nothing is ever as simple as somebody tells you it is going to be. I knew this would be no exception when I tried it myself, amazing as it was. At least now I understand how you got so damned spooky, knowing things you shouldn't. Croker laughed. Go ahead. Showing off his astonishing discovery had put him into a grand mood. Try it. I gave him a look he chose to interpret as my not really understanding what he meant. Nothing to it, like falling off a log. Maybe. Only one eye is not a very good teacher. Do what one eye showed you. Decide what you want to see. Tell smoke, but be damned careful how you do that. You have to be precise. Precision is everything. Ambiguity is deadly. That's the way the magic goes in every story I ever heard, Captain. The ambiguity screw you every time. You think so? You might be right. I must have touched a nerve. He became thoughtful suddenly. Go ahead. I was reluctant. This whole thing is too much like what keeps happening to me when I fall down the rabbit hole to Dejigore. Could smoke be doing that to me somehow? Croker shook his head. No way. It's not the same. Go ahead, I insist. You're wasting time. Go look at something you always wanted to know about for the annals. We'll be right here to cover you. How about I go look for Otto and Hagop? I know where they are. They just passed the first cataract. They'll be here in a few days. Try something else. Hagop and Otto had spent the last 3 years traveling back north with a Taglian delegation and letters from Lady to those she had left behind. Their mission was to learn anything possibly known there about the Shadow Master Long Shadow. One of the dead Shadow Masters, Storm Shadow, had turned out to be a refugee from Lady's old empire, Stormbringer, previously thought dead, and two other big and nasty sorcerers, long believed perished, also have turned up and remain burrs under our saddles, the Howler and Lady's mad sister.